This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United Nations General Assembly on Friday overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full UN member by recognizing it as qualified to join. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour spoke to the assembly before the vote.
A yes vote is a vote for Palestinian existence. It is not against any state. It is an investment in peace and thus empowers the forces of peace.
Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, who spoke after Mansour, accused the assembly of shredding the UN Charter.
Yes, yes, that's what you're doing, shredding the UN Charter. Shame on you.
An application to become a full UN member first needs to be approved by the 15-member Security Council and then the General Assembly. If the measure is again voted on by the council, it is likely to face the same fate, a U.S. veto.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing, quote, a really difficult situation in the east. But he said a new supply of U.S. weapons was coming and Ukraine, quote, will be able to stop the Russians. This is VOA News. There is an improved economic outlook in Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The British economy bounced back strongly in the first 3 months of this year, bringing to an end what economists term a technical recession. The Office for National Statistics adds the economy grew by 0.6% in the first quarter from the previous three-month period, with broad-based strength across sectors. The gains come after two quarters of modest declines, which the UK defined as a recession. However, despite the quarterly increase, the British economy has barely grown over the past year. It's been hobbled by interest rates at 16-year highs of 5.25%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of protesters angered by the government's decision to hand over control of some border villages to Azerbaijan have demonstrated in the center of the Armenian capital for a second day to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. The rally in Yerevan ended Friday evening without incident. But the high-ranking Armenian Apostolic Church cleric who was leading the protests vowed that they would continue. Armenia said in April that it would cede control of some border areas to Azerbaijan. That decision followed the lightning military campaign in September in which Azerbaijan's military forced ethnic Armenian separatist authorities in the Karabakh region to capitulate. Chad's election results are being disputed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Chad's interim president, Mahmoud Idriss Deby, has been declared winner of the country's May the 6th election. And that's even as his main challenger said that he had won. Sukseh Mazra has called on the security forces and his supporters to oppose what he described as an attempt to steal the vote. Chad's junta has become the first of several coup-hit countries in West and Central Africa to stage a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Analysts had widely predicted that Deby, who seized power after rebels killed his long-ruling father in April 2021, would win. However, Mazra, an opposition leader turned prime minister, had drawn larger-than-expected crowds on the campaign trail.
David Doyle from Reuters. Authorities in Argentina say at least 90 people were injured in Buenos Aires when a passenger train struck an empty boxcar on the tracks and derailed. It was a rare collision that has fueled questions about basic safety. The train was on its way from Buenos Aires to the northern suburbs when it was derailed around 10:30 a.m. on a bridge in the trendy neighborhood of Palermo. Authorities say it was not immediately clear why the empty boxcar had been on the rails. Dozens of injured people were treated at the scene and taken to hospitals, at least two by helicopter, with chest trauma and broken bones. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.